Yeah, talk about just I want to talk briefly about the places Ula Nafkali Mitarola. Before we go on. So places Mashmidarova Sabak Ula Mashmidarova Sabak Ula. The Gemara asks, why didn't Rabbi Yochanan dashen tachas tachas like ulam? In which case he would be the mishalmen or like. The Gemara answers that Rabbi Yochanan used up tachas tachas for Abaye's drush. But if not for that, then even Rabbi Yochanan, the opponent of ulam, would have been forced to concede that we should dashen tachas tachas. Places before asked, how does the Gemara know that Yochanan holds from tachas tachas? So he said because the Gemara has it in Chayrus that we dash in the word tachas, not in this pasuk but in other pasukim. So it's like a double posture that we have to dash in. If tachas is available, we have to dash in for Gzeirah Shavah. So Taisa makes the chesmen. So if you have to dash in tachas tachas, that's the implication of our Gemara. You have no choice. If tachas tachas is there, you have to pick it up. So the only thing is, if Yochanan uses up tachas, for Abaye's drosh of Boishes of Gam. So if that's the case, then Rava, who doesn't agree with Abaye's drosh of Boishes of Gam, he learns Boishes of Gam from somewhere else. So he has tachas available. So he has to pick up the drosh of tachas tachas. In which case, the din should be Mamayim Shalom Milkalei Loki. So Fred Taisis for Koshel Rashba, the Beperek Haseches Apoyel Mashma Behedi the Sover Kav Yechanan. In the Gemara, we see it's Mashma that Rava holds like Kav Yechanan Milkalei Mamayim Shalom. At least the way Rashi and Tosfos learned that Gemara, that the din of Teirah Shasi is that Milkalokim Mayalei Mashalim, because the Gemara has the Chayson Pipara, you're like Mashalim. The Gemara asks, why are you like Mashalim? What happened to Teirah Shasi? So the Gemara has a few answers, but Rava's answer is Esna Sotera Afilu Ba'alima, which Rashi and Tosfos both understand to mean that even though it's really din of Teirah Shasi and you're like of Ainim Mashalim, but he's still Mashalim Lotzos Sedei Shemayim. So when the Braisa says that Chayson Pipar is like a Mashalim, it means he's like it and he's Mashalim Lotzos Sedei Shemayim. So it's Mukhut that you're like of Ainim Mashalim, if you're Mashalim and a like it, so what do you say? He's like Lotzos Sedei Shemayim? It doesn't make any sense. So in that Sugi, it's Mukhut. We talked a long time ago, that the Rav has a different Pshat in that Gemara, but Rashi and Tosfos both learned that that's Pshat in that Gemara. So it's Mukhut in that Gemara that Milkalokim might be Mashalim in a case of Teirah Shasi. So how does that stim over here in the Cheshbon HaSugya? So Zog Taisus, when I had a priest's little elbow, Maskana, Dafka, behind a class, Kislei L'Ula, the Mashalim, L'Ula, Loki. Says Taisus, but according to what I made a Cheshbon before, that it's only in these three cases, even if he dashen tachas tachas, even Ula who does dashen tachas tachas, that's mafkir from Rav Yochanan's Rosho entirely. It's mafkir from Rav Yochanan's Rosho in those three cases if they're exceptions. So then I'll see Shaper. The Be'al Masavah Kav Yechon is like Kav Enem Mishal. Kede Dor Shav Yechon is Samach Le'er Bo'am Yakenu. Well, there's no steer at all. Lo'olam Rova holds like Kav Yechon. That we Dar Shav Bo'am Yakenu. I just address of Tachas Tachas. Tachas Tachas is not Tachas Tachas is not Mavkiyah from our Bo'am Yakenu entirely. Only in those three cases. There are three exceptions to the rule. Edom Zaymimim and Chayvel and Knas. But Chayis and Pipar is not one of the exceptions. So, Mimela, Shalom Al Yisrael, there's not going to be any problem here in Rava. Yeah, so, but according to Rashi, it comes out, according to Rashi, it was Chaylik and Taisus. And Rashi learns that if you dash in Tachas, Tachas, so that means that in all Chayri, Mamunu, Malkus, you're Mishalom, and like it. Remember the Rashi in the bottom of Lamed Beis, Omed Beis. By time of the Omer Kula. The Gemara said, if Rav would dash in like Kula, the Tachas, Tachas, the Gomek Zeher Shova, then it would be Loishi Mamun Vle Malkus, the Kol Chayvi Mamun Malkus. So Rashi says that if you dash in Tachas Tachas, even if Rav Yochanan would dash in Tachas Tachas, even Rav Yochanan who has a Dosha of Arbom Yakenu, but if you dash in Tachas Tachas, then that's Mafkir from Arbom Yakenu, and in Kol Perakulam, we're going to Mashalim Milkalei Loki. So according to Rashi, this is Kash, going to be Hadra Luduchto, it's going to be a steer in, going to be a steer in Rav. And the Cheshbon HaPshat, that's going to be the problem that comes out of this Taisus. Taisus good Shittasi, but what about the Shittas Rashi? Yeah, so probably the Pasha to answer probably is that Rashi will say you don't have to dash in Tachas Tachas. You don't have to. It's not compulsory. You cannot darshan tachas tachas. The Gemara is giving the easy answer for Rabbi Yechon. Why didn't Rabbi Yechon darshan tachas tachas? Because he uses it up. It's not mufna. For Rama, that's not available. So we'll have to say that Stamazay doesn't darshan tachas tachas. Like the Ramban says, the Ramban asked it for a kashin. Maybe Rabbi Yechon doesn't darshan tachas tachas. The Ramban says, but so if I dorm, that it's not really so much a kashin of Rabbi Yechon. The Gemara is just spelling it out. That Rabbi Yechon can say like a bai, and tachas tachas is not available. Doesn't mean it's the only answer of it. You know, it doesn't mean you have to. In the Vyachin, that's the easy answer. Rabbi, it's not available. We'll say the more difficult answer is Tami doesn't darshan tachas tachas. Something along those lines. Something that's what we have to say for Rashi. I was thinking maybe we could say a fancier answer for Rashi. Yeah.
Can Rabbi say that
if Tosis point out? Yeah, that's why Tosis doesn't say that. Tosis holds that it's compulsory the drosha tachas tachas. Because the Mar B'chairis uses the word tachas for drosha that everybody holds from. Again, the Gemara B'chairis is not talking about this tachas. It's talking about other places in the Torah where it says tachas. But Tosis holds that that's the way it works. Tosis, I think in many places Tosis says this. Once we have a Kabbalah that a certain word is available for Gzeirah Shavah, so wherever that word pops up in Chumash, you have to darshan it for Gzeirah Shavah. It's like that word is like flagged everywhere in the Torah. It's a Gzeirah Shavah word. Yeah, I don't know if Rashi has the rule, doesn't have the rule, or Chesed. But I'll upon him, you know, maybe this Kasha, I'm just saying, the Kasha, the world doesn't have to go under from this Kasha. Tosis holds that if in Chorus you have to darshan, from Chorus with Dash and Tachas, everywhere after Dash and Tachas. That's where the Gemara by us can't just say, but Rabbi Yechon doesn't know from Tachas Tachas. Can't say such a thing. You have to do something with Tachas. Maybe he has a problem in Rava, and maybe for Rashi it's not the end of the world if Rashi doesn't share Tosis's assumptions. But I was thinking maybe we could say a Teretz. It's a little bit of a pilpul. It's a pilpul because the Teretz is. The Teretz is fancier than the Kasha necessarily required. It's not such a big Kasha in Rashi, so Mechatesa. But if we want to accept that it's a Kasha, so I was thinking maybe we could say the following: if you hold chup, you hold it. If you can hold the thread, then good. And if not, it's not so critical. We'll read about it later in the papers. I'll say like this: that when we learned the Rashi. But my time with the Omakula, we talk yes, what's Pshat Rashi? Why is Tachas Tachas Mavkiyah from Rabbi Yekeno? Like what's Tosis L'chair is right. Rashi says that if Rabbi Yechon and Rashi is Tachas Tachas, then all Chayvim Mamon and Malkis Mamon and Mishalim Eino like. Why should it be that way? Rabbi Yechon has the Drosha of Rabbi. We know Rabbi Yechon has the Drosha of Rabbi Yekeno. So even if he has Tachas Tachas, so that'll just be a third exception to the rule. The way Tosis really holds, L'chair, that's the emes. If Rabbi Yechon and Rashi is Rabbi Yekeno, which we know that he does. So, even if you dash in tachas tachas, what's the assumption? Right? So what do we say in that Rashi? I don't remember. Well, what's that in that Rashi? Rashi says that if Rabbi Yochanan would dash in tachas, then all chavim mamon umalchus he'd be mishalim and like all chavim mamon umalchus. There's a drosha of Rabbi Yekenu. Rabbi Yochanan has a drosha of Rabbi Yekenu. I it says tachas tachas and there's shalom between chayvel and knas. So just a chayvel is an exception to the rule, and Adam Zayim is an exception to the rule. Knas would be a third exception to the rule, but not, which is what Taisa said. But now, all Chavi Mom and Malkus. So, what's the Pshat in Rashi? What? Right, the Rashi holds, except the Pshat is that Rashi holds that the definition of Chavel is not the is the Malkus of Chavel, not the Mom of Chavel. What makes something a case of Chavel is that it's the Malkus of Chavel. And therefore, if you're going to dash on Tachas Tachas, and you're going to interpret it to mean that Knas is another exception. Chayvel is exception, is exceptional. And Tachas Tachas says that Knas is also exceptional. That would mean the Malkus of Knas is exceptional. But that doesn't make any sense. Knas doesn't have any Malkus. So Al Kochach, if you're going to dash in Tachas Tachas, it means that we're going to dash in, then in Kol HaTorah Kulu, you're Mishalem Eino Leik. That was what said the Pshat in Rashi. And what was Mechiach Rashi to say that? That the definition of Chayvel is the Malkus of Chayvel and not the Mammon of Chayvel? Maybe it's all over. Maybe the definition of Chayvel is the moment of Chayvel, not the Malkus. Who told Rashi that Chayvel is defined by the Malkus of Chayvel? So we also had a chesmen for that. Rabbi Craig is Kasha. It's Muchachin of Yechon. Of Yechon, it says the Mishnah Malkus is talking about Kansha Yisroboi, and that's why he's like Yevein Mishalim. But what about Boshes of Gam? Boshes of Gam is Chavolus. By Chavolus, everybody agrees by Chavolus that you're Mishalim and Aleika. So in the Mishnah of Eilir Aleike, in the Mishnah of Makkas, Rabbi Yechon says, the Mishnah of Makkas can't you issue, but that's where you like it. And that's why you're not Mishalim, because you like it, Vayna Mishalim. But what about the moment of Boshes of Gam? That's Chavolus. By Chavolus, even Rabbi Yechon agrees that he's Mishalim and Aleike. So you could say that Boshes of Gam is not Chavolus, like the Rama. We saw Rashi doesn't hold the way. Rashi holds chavolus is regular. Bishus kam is regular chavolus. So Hakochach Rashi has to say that chavolus means the malchus of chavolus, not the moment of chavolus. So Bishus kam might be the moment of chavolus, but the malchus is achosay. It has nothing to do with chavolus. So that's how Rashi got. It's muchach in Rabbi Yochanan that when we talk about chavolus being an exception, what we mean is the malchus of chavolus. But the cheshbon is only within Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan has to hold chavolus means the malchus of chavolus. So l'shitas Rabbi Yochanan, if we dash in tachas, it's going to have to mean the malchus of knas, and knas doesn't actually have any malchus. So we're going to have to say tachas means kol ha'torah kula. That was the cheshbon of Pshat in Rashi. But it's only a cheshbon Rabbi Yochanan. Rava's not mishubah to that. So maybe Rava holds that in kol ha'torah kula you're disavom yakenu, and chayvel and knas are exceptions to the rule. But chayvel is defined by the moment of chayvel, not by the malchus of chayvel. And Mela Knas is defined by the moment of Chayvel and not the Malchus of Chayvel. Rava doesn't have to buy into that assumption. It's in Rabbi Yochanan, that assumption is Mukh. But it's not Mukh in Rava. Moreover, maybe we could bring a riot that Rava told Taka holds the other way. Because we remember we had a Orah. The Gemara in Daf Lamed Hayamid Bey says that if somebody was chayvel pachas mishav pruto, so he has the malchus of Ben Yosef, but he doesn't have the moment of chavolus. But at the same time, he was korah shirayim shel chavera. So the Gemara says he's loike benim shalom. So he asks, why is it loike benim shalom? If you hold that chavolus is defined, if you hold that chavolus is loike benim shalom, why is he loike benim shalom? If you hold chavolus is defined by the malchus of chavolus, there it's the malchus of chavolus. It's not the moment of chavolus. It's the moment of korah shirayim shel chavera. But it's the Malchus of Chavolus. It's the Malchus of Ben Yosef. According to Rashi, that the definition of Chavolus is the Malchus of Chavolus, so that should be a case of Chavolus, and by Chavolus, you Mishalim Ben Eloike. Why does the Gemara say Eloike Ben Mishalim? So what do we say B'Shas Maisa? Anybody remember? We had this Kashi B'Shas Maisa. We asked it in Rashi, on the Tosfos Yishonim. It's in the Gemara, and Laban Beis and Beis, according to Rashi, it says that Chavolus means is defined as the Malchus of Chavolus. But in that Gemara, Laban Hayim Beis, you see it's defined as the you need the moment of chavolus to make it chavolus. So at the time we said maybe you have to have both. To be chavolus, it has to be both. Malchus chavolus and moment of chavolus. But maybe we could say loilum that dakamar is taka chayla. Dakamar holds that chavolus is defined by the moment of chavolus, not the malchus of chavolus. And it's very geshmak. Dakamar is going in rava. You can take a look yourself in the cheshbon over there. But in the cheshbon asugya, dakamar is going in rava. It's rava over there that we're busy with. So you see, maybe it's a Gemara that according to Rava, Chavolus is defined as the moment of Chavolus. If Chavolus is defined as the moment of Chavolus, so maybe you could dash in tachas, it'll mean the moment of Knas, but not Kol HaTorah Kula. So maybe there's no steer in Rava. Yeah, anyway, it's a pilpul. Like I said, you know, not. Let's go back to. I don't want to get stuck on this because. Let's go back to the Gemara. Rav Lezer Omer, new Gemara. Rav Lezer Omer, Adam Zomer Min Mimoyim Mishalim Milkali Loki Mishum Dolav Nei Asroninu. So Rashi explains that Rav Lezer here is coming to Bichelik and Rabbi Ilo. Rabbi Ilo said the reason why by Adam Zomer we say Mimoyim Mishalim Milkali Loki and not the other way around is because Befeir Shripsa Torah Adam Zomer Mimoyim Tashlomim, because it says Yad B'Yad. Says Rabbi Lezer, I don't need that. You don't need a special Xeris HaKosuv. By Adam Zayim, it's a svar that he's Mishalim, that ain't a leka, because they're not B'nei Asra. And since they're not B'nei Asra, so therefore it's Mistaba that they're Mishalim, that ain't a leka. You know, let's read through the whole Gemara, then we'll come back to the beginning. Amar Rabbi Teda. I bring a ride at Adam's Zayim, don't need Asra. Because Nisru Be'emes, when should we do the Asra? Nisru Be'emes, Amir Ishtalit, they'll say we forgot the Asra. Nisru Be'shas Maisa, Parshiv Le'emisidi. They won't be made at all. Even Adam's won't be made. Can't be that Torah wants us to do that. Nisru Le'vasayif, Samay Dehavi Havi. So it must be Adam's Zayim, don't need Asra. Maskev Le'abayiv, Nisru Be'teichet Edibur. Why not be Maskev Teichet Edibur? So that already they won't be Parish, but we'll have a Asra, because they could still be Chayzer. No, I'm wrong. Edom Zoyimim, Rava's right, Edom Zoyimim don't need Hasra. Not for Rava's reason, because of a different reason. Because Isaac Kadaitach, Edom Zoyimim, Srichem Hasra, Kilo Masrinim, Bule Katlinu, we can meet the Inu Boy Kotel, Hasra, Inu Boy Hasra, Abinu Masisim, Kashazom, Lassis, Locha, Beleko. Maskal, Rasab, Raid of Yumi, Elamiata, Bengushman, Chalutsu, Blame, Kashazom, Kamisrabi, Li Boy Hasra. What about the Malkas of Bengushman, Chalutsu? There you don't have the Svara of Mika Midi. Says the Gemara, Amakam, Mishpatechad Yilich, Mishpatashova, Lukulchem. Yes, so let's see Rashi. From the top. Ablezoim, Einim Zoim, the Mlein Mishalim, Beloi Loki, Leit Shichikro. I don't need the Drosh of Yad Beyam. The Svara, the Malkas Leit Shayach Bohu. That is really not Shayach to give Malkas to Einim Zoim. Because the Lad Neas Roninu, Kaidim Eidos, Kinim Farash Rova Ozel. As Rova explains, Hilkoch, because it's not Shayach when it sees. Hilkoch, equal and shinu. So therefore, if we want to be managed to Edom Zayimim, it's really not shayach. Not shayach to give the malchus. So therefore, like tanshinu elamomim. So, the case that we're being done on is the case of Edom Zayimim. We say meinamanu bishplenu shulchayim masayim zuz. Right, that's the whole discussion. The Mishnah in Malchus. Meinamanu bishplenu shulchayim masayim zuz. Our mayor says they're like in the mishalman, and the chachamim say kol mishalman ain't like it. And the Gemara asked before, if a name of kol like ain't a mishalman, according to Rav Yochanan, why did the chachamim say mishalman ain't like it? They should say like it ain't a mishalman. That's the kasha that Rabbi Lazar is coming to answer. Says Rabbi Lazar, since Edom Zayim don't need Asherah, so really Asherah, I have to give them Malkus. So therefore, if we're going to give them something, what we should give them is Mammon, the Mammon of Messiah Zuz. They ain't oinish shaguf b'loy Asherah. Mammon, you can give them without Asherah. Mammon doesn't need Asherah, but oinish shaguf needs Asherah. So here, you want to give them, you have a choice, give them Mammon, give them Malkus. But why do you have to give them Mammon? Because that's Shaykh to give them Malkus, because they're not Bnei Asra. And you can't give an Oyne Shaguf below Yasra. In fact, Rashi, Rafa Gab, the Gabi Bengushu, and Chalutzu, and Shinulu Malkus below Yasra. 1 second, what about every Bengushu and Chalutzu? Do we give Malkus without Asra? I tell Oyne Shaguf, if you had to give an Oyne Shaguf below Yasra. Hosum Zeres HaKosuf, that's Zeres HaKosuf. The asking who Malkus behead you, Oyne Shaguf below Yasra. The pasuk of its diku was only said where you can't do kashas zomim. So we have to, the pasuk, it's kashas kosu. What are you going to do? We have a pasuk, so we're going to say it. It's talking about where there's not shayach kashas zomim. The mokum where shayach kashas zomim, then we revert to the svara that it's not shayach to even malchus because they're not bnei asur anino. So here's also to parse the Rashi a little bit. Rashi learns up shat over here that the svara. Blaz is saying a svara that it's not shayach to give malchus to Edom Zoyimim since they're not bnei asra. So it's l'shayach bu malchus. You can't give them malchus. Ain oinu shaguf b'lo yasra. B'pshutoi. That has nothing to do with teir shosay. Not because of teir shosay. Even without teir shosay, they're not bnei malchus. Teir shosay means if somebody is chayav mamon and malchus, he can't get both. They are forget, like you made a mishal. Well, as it says here, lo shayach lo malchus. It's not that we have both chiyuvim, but we're going to give them mammon and not malchus because of k'teir shosay. They're not chayach malchus at all, because since with the ain oinu shaguf lo yasra, so lo shayach lo malchus. Rashi's language is very clear. Rashi's lechori learning this has nothing to do with k'teir shosay. Stop. They're not chayach malchus because they're not bnei yasra. And ain oinu shaguf lo yasra. In fact, Rashi. So what about Begushim and Chalutza? There they get Malkus. It's Mukuk from Rashi's Kasha. If the reason why, if Rebbelezer was just saying that they don't get Malkus because of K'teir Shosay, then what's the Kasha from Vitzdiku? There's no moment over there. There's no K'teir Shosay over there. It's Mukuk from Rashi. From what I'm saying is Mukuk from Rashi. From the fact that Rashi asked from Vitzdiku, you see that we're not talking about K'teir Shosay. This is not a Rashi about K'teir Shosay. Rebbelezer is bypassing K'teir Shosay. Rebbelezer is saying, forget K'teir Shosay. Teir Shosay grad is loyke v'enim shalom. It's not going to help us. This has nothing to do with Teir Shosay. The reason why by meinamon of Yishlein Shulchayim Masayim Zuz, the reason why they're not loyke is because they're not bnei Asra, and you can't give somebody malchus without Asra. Fred Rashi, but it's not true. By Vitzdiku, by Edus Ben Gushim and Chalutzu, they do get malchus without Asra. So you see, the rule's not right. So let me ask you a question. Why does Rashi only ask from Vitzdiku? Why doesn't he ask from the Kasha Zomam of Misa or Malkus? Mitamon Bushlain Shai Misa. So they get Misa. I didn't have any Asra. Ain't Oinish Akupalay Asra. They get Malchus. So why did Rashi ask from there? Elamites exerts a kosher. So the tikkun also exerts a kosher. So what's Rashi? Why does Rashi pick that with tikkun? What? So you want to say maybe in kasher zom you don't need asra. Maybe in kasher zom you don't have the rule of ein shagufa le'asra. So maybe we could say that in kasher zom you don't have the rule of ein shagufa le'asra. Only in Leisana.
That's a bias condition.
No, not because of Mikamiti, because Stamin Svar, because the idea that Ein Shaguf B'lei Asra is only Shayach in Malchus on the Lav. But in Malchus that's not on the Lav, you don't have the rule of Ein Shaguf B'lei Asra. But if that's the case, I don't think this is Shana Rashi. Because if that was true, never mind the Svar whether it could be true or can't be true. I don't think if that was true, then Rashi says that iikulim and shinu leitan shinu elam mammon the ain oinish haguf b'layasro. That mashmoyis in Rashi is that the reason why we give him mammon and not malchus is because mammon is not an oinish haguf. What does he need it for? Mammon is kashazomam. Kashazomam altogether doesn't have a problem with asro. Smash in Rashi that kashazomam also has a problem with asro, but mammon is mammon. But when it comes to oinish haguf, why do you have to have asro? So really, so then Rashi should ask for me every kashazomam of oinish haguf. What? Right, I think that's the answer. The answer is that's possible that it's gezeres hakosuf. That Rashi doesn't have to talk about. But Rashi is asking from the Malchus of Ben Gushim and Chalutza, because the Malchus of Ben Gushim and Chalutza we understood up till now in the Gemara, we understood that the Malchus that up till now in the Gemara, we thought, like, what do we think until this point? Rashi says over here that Vitztiku is only talking about when there's no Kasher Zama. By the way, that's reminiscent of what? Tosheros. The Lechatchila Vitztiku was only said when there's no Kasher Zama. Is that the way the Gemara understood up till now? That the Malchus of Vitztiku is only when there's no Kasher Zama? But when there is Kasher Zama, the Torah never said Vitztiku. Was that our understanding until this point? About or not? Up till now, we thought that you're supposed to get Malchus for Leisana. That's where that is only the scary shosay. Up to now was a sugi about scary shosay. We thought until this point that there's a chi of mammon over here and there's a chi of malchus. And the reason why you're mashalim and aloik is because of teva shosay. That was ulu zemoker. Rabbi Yochanan said because of teva shibs of Torah. But our component, we thought there really is a chi of malchus over here, and you need teva shosay to give him the mammon and not the malchus. Where did the chi of malchus come from? Lisan is lav shame and maisa. The answer is from what the Torah says. It's cool. Whatever the lumen is, I don't care if it's tikkun magalim lisana or it's a new parasha, whatever it is. But up till now, we thought that the malchus of its tikkun is even when there is kasher zama. The only thing is that this kasher shosa. So in Rabbi Lezer, Rashi is learning that Rabbi Lezer is now 180 degree turn in the Gemara. Rabbi Lezer is coming to tell me it's not true. There is no malchus for lisana because ein oinu shaguf for leyasra. If that's the case, then vitzdiku is not being megalim that you like mishum lisana, and vitzdiku is not even. And there is no malchus of Yitzdiku except in this in a particular case where we have to, you know, the minimum case where there's no kasher zomim ben gushim v'chalutza, but otherwise there's taka no malchus for Yitzdiku. So that's the chiddush. That's part according to Rashi. That's the whole border of Elazar. But b'kitzur, Rashi's learning pshat in Elazar. Actually, learning Shatan Abelazah there. Abelazah is making a 180 degree turn from everything that came up until this point. Up to this point in the Gemara, we thought, by the case at hand, Me'idamon to be Shleim Shulchayev Masayim Zuz. And Rameh says, Loika Mashalim. And Chacham say, no, he's not Loika Mashalim. He's Mashalim and Loika. He's not Loika and Mashalim, but rather he just has Mashalim, called Mashalim and Loika. And we thought, and up to now, we're assuming that's because of what? Because of Teir Shosah. As the Gemara says, Teir is where? In Makkas, Tavdalah Amad Beis, the first Gemara. Right, well, why do the Rabbanim say Mishalim Ben Aleike? Call him Mishalim Ben Aleike because it says Kevish also. And that was the assumption of our whole sugi until now. And that's what the Gemara asked on Rabbi Yochanan. The rules are all the way around, like Ben Mishalim. Rabbi Eloi answered with Kevish Rupsa Torah. This is an exception. Ula Fakert learned that from here, that that's not the rule, by Kevish also is Mishalim Ben Aleike. So until this point, we thought that by every case in Edomon, Mishalim Shulchayim, Lechavari Messiahim, so you have a chi of Momon for Kasha Zomon, and you have a chi of Malkus. Because of Leisana, Leisana is a lav shem and ma'isa, but with Vehitztiku, you could be like it. And again, I don't care right now about the machlokes, the Rambam and the Iri and the lumdus of that, you know. Is it v'tzdiku megala yolokim shum lesane, or is v'tzdiku b'mokim kasher zomam? That's irrelevant for our discussion right now. We're just going to call it, you know, we'll call it v'tzdiku slash lesane, and maybe just for short. But that was the assumption up till now, that in the case of me'idim oinim b'shpein shechayiv l'chaverim asayim zuz, they're chayiv in two einshim. They're chayiv in the einish of kasher zomam, which is mamon, and they're chayiv in the einish of v'tzdiku slash lesane, which is malchus. And Rameh says they get both, and the Rabbanan says they are shosik. That's been the assumption until this point. We're actually learning that Rabbi Elazar is now reversing that. And Elazar is saying it's not true. There is only one chiyuv over here, namely the chiyuv mamon. There is no chiyuv malchus, because it's not shayach malchus over here, because ein einish aguf b'lo yasro. And Rashi, what happened to v'tzdiku? Up till now in the Gemara, we assumed that there's malchus over here for v'tzdiku. V'tzdiku is megali, like mishum leisana. Rashi in many places is that Vitzdiku is megali lekum shum leisana. But anyway, it doesn't matter. What happened to Vitzdiku? Where did the malchus of Vitzdiku slash leisana disappear to? Says Rashi, no, that's not the pshat. Vitzdiku lechatchila, the Torah only said in the case where there's no kasher zoma. When there's kasher, so you have no choice. You have to give him something. So Torah is mechadish to give him malchus. Anyway, there's a kosum. But in a case where you have kasher zoma of mammon, where you have kasher zoma, so the Torah never said Vitzdiku. The whole Gzeres HaKos V'tzdiku was never said. That's a tremendous chiddush. That's a 180-degree turn. It's against everything that came in the Gemara Daf Lamed Beis. It's against the Gemara in Malkus. That's Rabbi Elazar's bombshell, that there is no chiyuv of Malkus at all by Edom Zoyimim, since they're not Bnei Yisrael, except in the specific case of Ben Gushim and Chalutza, where you have Gzeres HaKos V'tzdiku, and of course in the case of Kasher Zomim of Miso, or the Kasher Zomim of Midim Onib Yishpayim Shachai Malkus, where, as Yitzchak said before, that's obviously Gzeres HaKos. But Rabbi Elazar's mechadish that v'tzdiku is also exeris hakosav only in a particular narrow case, but not in general. In general, v'tzdiku does not is not megala yolekim shum leisana, because not mistaver, not shayach malchus by leisana, because there's no asra. That's Rashi mahalach over here in Rabbi Elazar. Shemaridika is a tremendously radical pshat in Rabbi Elazar. That Rabbi Elazar is being chaylik on the whole Ola Hanochas that we had up to that, like Gemaras and Makkas, the Gemaras up till now. He's mechadish that it's not a nidun of Kteri Shosa at all. It's only Mammon, there's no Makkas, because Leshayach Bu Makkas. And Vitzdiku is exceptional, but only in that narrow case of Ben Gushim and Chalus. So what is what about the lashon of Chachamim called Mishalim Einu Leikin? How does Rabbi Elazar translate the Chachamim? Chachamim said called Mishalim Einu Leikin. Doesn't that mean Kedei Shasa? The Chachamim I mean Mishnah Makas. The Meir says you like Mishalim. The Chachamim called Mishalim Einu Leikin. Chora that means the Gemara says it means Kedei Shasa. According to Rabbi Elazar, what Kedei Shasa? There's no Chiyuv Makas here at all. They're not Bnei Yisrael. A little bit strange. I guess we'll have to say that the Rebbe Elazar would say that's not what the Chacham mean. They don't mean kol mishalim ein eloikah because of Kteira Shosei. They mean kol mishalim ein eloikah that where we could give him an einish of mammon, then we don't have the drasha of Itztiku, and therefore we revert to the rule that you can't get malchus without Asra. Like Chacham is saying something in Itztiku, kol mishalim ein eloikah. If they wouldn't be mishalim like Ben Gushim Nechalutzo, there would be no kasher zomam. So then we would have no choice. Have Itztiku, we would have to give them malchus. But here we could give them kasher zomam, then there's no gzeres hakosav of v'tzdiku, and therefore ain't a loika because lad ne'asroninu and shlo shayach bu malchus. A little bit sosum in the lashon of the chachamim, but I think according to Rashi's understanding of Rabbi Elazar, that's how Rabbi Elazar has to learn the chachamim. Of course, it's not like the Gemara in Malchus. Rabbi Elazar is not like the Gemara in Malchus. The same way, it's not like the Gemara it's not like the whole sugya up to now of hearing suvas. Other Rishonim but Farish don't learn Rabbi Elazar that way. Look in the sheet that he brings there, the Ravid. They all learn that Rabbi Elazar agrees that the Tuchiyuvim of Yermamun and Malkus and the Zekter Shosai. Rabbi Elazar is saying a word in Kter Shosai. That in Kter Shosai, Kter Shosai says you can't get Mammon and Malkus. You get one and not the other. So if everything says the rule in there is like Yemenim Mashallah. So how come Adam Zayim and the rule, how come with Mayim Zayim would say the other way around? Says the Ra'ah. Since we have your two chiyuvim and you can't get both because of Teir Shosai, so you ordinarily give Malkus in that moment. But here, where the lashon of the ra'ah is here, where the mammon is kedin, because mammon doesn't need an asra, and the malchus is shalei kedin. The malchus is anomalous, because ordinarily in kolot erkulu, the malchus needs asra. So here this example, the cause of Adam Zayin get malchus without asra, but it's shalei kedin. It's unusual. The mammon is kedin. The mammon is normal. So when you have a choice, Tevi Shostik says you have a choice. You can get one, but not the other. You can't get both. So you have to give him one and not the other. So we have a choice. It's obvious, says Rabbi Lazar, that we give him the one that's kedin and not the one that's shalei kedin. So in the Ravid and the Ra'ah, the Ravid is also a derech zeh. He like Tevi Shostik like a suffix. We don't know which one to give him. So ordinarily we tip the scale according to Rabbi Yochanan like Yevenim Shal, says Rabbi Yekenu. But here says Rabbi Lazar Beinim Zayin, we tip the scale the other way, because since Malchus ordinarily needs an Asra, and here you don't have an Asra, so that's a reason to tip the scale over here that you should be Mishalim and Elik. Yeah, I think even if it is a Knas, but still at the end of the day, I mean, we know whatever Knas means, but Ein Eino Shagup Al Asra. Rupshuta. Yes, and Rashi, the whole Rashi is not, that's the Ra'ah and the Ravid, the Chari is more positive trapping one. You don't have to make such a new revolution. The Mishnah means what it always meant. There's a din of Teir Shosai, Chacham say, Kolam Shalom, and like Midink Teir Shosai. Everything stays the same. The only thing that changes is, you know, Hakam over here, we're tipping the scale one way, not the other. Before we said it's a Gezer Sakosav, Yad V'Yad, now we're saying it's a Svar. Malchus and Mammon, the Mammon is ordinary Mammon. Malchus is unusual Malchus, without Asra. So, Kneir Shossi tells me you have to do one and not the other. We'll do the one that's normal, not the one that's abnormal. And Rashi's altogether a different job. Rashi's learning, no, there's no Chiyuv Malchus here at all. L'shayach bu Malchus klal. There's another deek here in Rashi. Rashi says, the Labne Asranu, you know, going back to the beginning of the Sirashi, the Labne Asranu, Kaid the Medus, Kinim Efarish Rov of Ozel. First of all, I don't know what that Gosh and Rashi of Kaid the Medus is. I just don't know what that means. I mean, yeah, so it's always Kaid the Medus. Like, what does he want? Labne Asranu, Kaid the Medus. The Labne Asranu, I don't know what Rashi wants with this Kaid the Medus. I don't know what it means. I really don't know. But Rashi goes on and says, Kinim Efarish Rov of Ozel. So the Shita is Medayik and Rashi. Why is Rashi committing to Rova? Abai also agrees that Adam Zayim don't need Asra. At the end of the day, but for a while, Abai thought maybe they do. But then Abai said that Milsi Dami, and Abai also said Adam Zayim don't need Asra because Mikamidi, that they wanted to kill somebody by Asra, they also don't need Asra. So why is Rashi over getting involved here with Rova? Adam Zayim don't need Asra. Can him a fire shagam of Azul? Rova could Islay, Abai could Islay. So the sheet is medayik from Rashi that Rashi learned that that Abai is not being coming to be Mekayim Rav Elazar. Abai is just coming around to the din that Adam Zayim don't need Asra. But what Rav Elazar does from that, Rav Elazar leverages that to say that since Adam Zayim don't need Asra, therefore they're not Bnei Malchus. That Abai never said. That only works in Rava. Rabbi Lez is only like Rava, not like Abai. What's the svar? Either way, they don't need Asra. What's the difference? They don't need Asra like Rava says because not Mishkach Asla. Or if they don't need Asra, be like Abai says because Mika Midi. So the Sheet is Masber a little bit. And the svar really is, it's posh to svar. Shas like this. That according to Rava, and it's not really ought to have Asra. The only thing is, there's no case. There's no mitzias of Asra. There's no way to do it. There's no window of time when you can do that Asra. You can't do it before, else I forgot. You can't do it b'shas ma'isa, because then it won't be made at all. You can't do it later, because later is later. Later is too late. So we would like to do Asra, but we just don't have when. So Eidim Zayim really ought to have Asra, but it can't be done. So we have to do without. So according to Rava, Eidim Zayim is like a damaged... It's a damaged case. It really ought to have Asra, and you can't do it. So there, says Rabbi Lazar, within Rava, says Rabbi Lazar, that really they're not Bnei Malchus. We shouldn't give them Malchus. They're not Bnei Malchus. L'shayach bu Malchus, because Eidim Zayim is something that ought to have Asra, like everything ought to have Asra, and it can't be done. So it can't be done. So don't give them Malchus. And that's what Rabbi Elazar says, L'shayach v'umalkus. Except with this exeris hakosav otherwise, but ordinarily, if there's no exeris hakosav otherwise, L'shayach v'umalkus. Mashenkin, according to Abaye, Abaye agrees that Edom Zoyim don't need malkus. But Abaye says Edom Zoyim don't need malkus not because they should have malkus, but it can't be done. Edom Zoyim don't have malkus because it's justified that Edom Zoyim shouldn't have malkus. Because since they wanted to kill the other guy without Asro, I'm sorry, what did I say? Abaye says Edom Zoyim don't need Asro, not because they ought to have Asro, but we can't do it. Edom Zoyim don't need Asro because by rights they shouldn't get Asro, because they wanted to kill the other guy without Asro. So it's justified that Edom Zoyim should get punished without Asro. So Abaye agrees that Edom Zoyim don't need Asro, but according to Abaye, that Edom Zoyim don't need Asro, that doesn't handicap the case of Edom Zoyim. That's like a chumra in Edom Zoyim. Edom Zoyim have a milah that they did such a terrible aver, they wanted to kill somebody below Asro, so they get to come up and so they get punished without Asro too. So that's not a reason not to give them malchus. If I can't, Edom Zoyim are not bnei Asro because they're aver, so chumra that we punish them without Asro. That's the just desserts. So that's not a reason to say they shouldn't be like it. So Mele says, Rashi, Rabbi Elazar is only going to find, I don't know. The Maaseh, the Ra'os is beferish, not the way, the Ra'os is beferish that Rabbi Elazar is non-committal, Rabbi Elazar works with Abaye, with Rava, it makes no difference. Edom Zoyim, don't need Asro, it's Shalai Kedin. So if it's Shalai Kedin, so we are in the Shekel of Feresh Asi, we'd rather give them Mammon and not the Malkus. Yeah, could be the Shittosom, you know, in the Hasbara, maybe there's a way to be, I don't know if it's Mukhuch. You know, according to the Ra'ah, that the Vard of Elazar is that it's Shalai Kedin. You know, this is normal, this is abnormal. Even according to Abaye, it's still abnormal. Edom Zoyim, not to have Asro is still abnormal, it's still Shalai Kedin, it's not the regular thing. So in the Shekel of Kedavish also, maybe that's still enough to be Machriya. The Sheikin, according to Rashi, is L'shayach B'malkas. Can't say according to Abaye, it's L'shayach B'malkas. Okay, Mika Midi is the reason they should get Malkas. Yeah, not Mamash Mukhuch, but obviously it's tempting to make a L'shitosom over here. In other words, we see Rashi and Ruach HaElok here in two things, Pshat and L'sukh. Number one, Rashi learns Pshat and Belozer that Edom Zoyim will not be named Malkas at all. Since they don't have Asura, they're not be named Malkas altogether. Nothing to do with the Ereshosay. And the Ra'ah learns, no, why don't they be named Malkas? But just as didn't say, Rabbi Elazar is saying, it's foreign to Yerushalayim. They're Bnei Malkus and they're Bnei Mammon, but we have Yerushalayim, we can't do both. Which one should we do? We do the one that's Kedin and not the one that's Shalai Kedin. That's one Machlekes Rashi in the Ra. Now we have another Machlekes Rashi in the Ra. And namely, is Rabbi Elazar only in Rav or is Rabbi Elazar even in Abaye? There was Abaye coming to Mechaim when Abaye said, La Milsi Dami. Is Abaye coming to Mechaim different Rabbi Elazar? Or Abaye just saying, the halacha Rav is right, but Rabbi Elazar still doesn't buy. Machlekes also Rashi in the Ra, so it's tempting to line them up with Shitosim, but I don't know that it's necessarily Mukhuch that we necessarily have to do that. Rabbi Kreger has another Diyuk in Rashi. That to prove that Rashi learns that Rabbi Elazar is only in Rav and not in Abaye. That Abaye never meant to be Mekayim to be Rabbi Elazar. From the Hemshech of Rashi. Let's continue on the Rashi's and you'll see. Tei the Shesh Lahasis Bem Eikor Yom Mishor Koyim Shir Eidus Ami Ishkin Shachach Nasro Hare Shibot Lasro Pashu We Misri Afilu Emes Hilu Ben Chashun Ben Eich Amal Lalu Lutzor Sleif Achashid Umay Dehabi Abi Kem Shigin Ene Chayzer Magad Ene Chayim Lachzer Nis Betoich Tetiba Lachashidu Tetoich Tetiba Ketiba Yip Chayim Lachzer Tetoich Tetiba Ketish Shalom Nir Mishra Mundi Bishas Eidus Nimas Lema Mozna Mal Asro Laskim Lulosh Rachshle Yipidu Lach Nilsi Da Ami Shiu Eidim Zayim Mishrichim Asro What is saying is Rashi? And what it's saying in the Gemara? Let's orient ourselves for a moment in the Gemara. We're going in Abaye. Abaye said, Abaye first said it's not true. Edom Zoyim need Asro. Rav is wrong. You could give him Asro. And then Abaye said, no, let Milsi Dami. Rav is right. Rav is right. Edom Zoyim Taka don't need Asro. But not because of Rav's reason that it's Leim Shkachas Lo. But because in the logic of Kasha Zomam, it's built into the logic of Kasha Zomam, Mikamini, that they wanted to kill somebody below Asro and they should need Asro. The logic of Kasha Zomam is that they shouldn't need Asro. So Rav Sam asked Abaye, that's good when you're giving them Malkus for Kasha Zomam. Like me and the Mona Beach playing Shachai Malkus. What about it? Eidus ben gushim lechalutza. That has nothing to do with kashas zomim. It comes from Beitz Tikkun. So why over there? So there, maybe you need asra. Maybe there you do need asra. So Abai answers, no, Teres says, Mishpat echad yilachem. Mishpat hashava lukulchem. The din have to be uniform. So the Eidim Zaymimim, when they get Kasha Zama, don't need Asra. So when they get the Malkus of Itzdiku, they also don't need Asra. Says Rashi, that this with echad, the way it works is, they came in the Rav Zaymim Labne Asra Ninu. So Hani Nami Leiboy Asra. We go after the Rav. Mishpat echad says, we go after the Rav. So if in Rav cases you don't need Asra, so you never need Asra. So since in Rav cases, Eidim Zayim don't need Asra, because that's the logic of Kasher Zama. So even the Eidus Ben Gushim Echalutza, which is a Miut of Eidus, how many Eidus Ben Gushim Echalutza did he have already? So even in the Miut cases of Eidus Ben Gushim Echalutza, you also don't need Asra. That's the Rashi. Rabbi Kveig is Medayik from this Rashi. The Rabbi is not coming to Mekayim Devir Velazah. Rabbi is just saying Halacha in his own right, but he's not going back to be Mekayim Revelezah's Revelezah. It's a chaper, Rabbi Kveig. I'll tell it in a second, but I'll just give you a minute to maybe somebody could. Besides the fact, I think I put it in the Maramah Kaimis, but that's also okay. If you saw it inside, it's also good. Okay. Does anybody know what Rabbi Kveig is chasm? Let's go through this. What's Rabbi Lezer addressing? The Mishnah says we eat them on the Mishnah. We eat them on the Shulchan Masayim Zuz. And Chacham say, Chol Mishalem Eino Leite. So the question is, we were asked, according to Rabbi Yochanan, the rule is the other way around. Kol aleike and mishalim. So why do you say the mishalim and aleike if I can't give them malchus and they won't be mishalim? And that Rabbi Lezer explains. We can't give them malchus, ain't them aleikim, because they're not going to ask up. Now, what Malkus are we talking about over here? This Mishnah, what's the Malkus that we want to give them? Malkus of Kasher Zomam or Malkus of Beitz Tikkun? What? Beitz Tikkun, Malkus of Beitz Tikkun. What Kasher Zomam? The Kasher Zomam is Messiah Mzuz. The Basisman of Kasher Zomam is to pay Messiah Mzuz. If they're going to be like it, that's going to be because they violate Leisana with the Gilui with the Beitz Tikkun, the Gilui, it's Magal and Leisana, whatever the Lumbus is. Again, for today, it's irrelevant what the Lumbus of how Beitz Tikkun works. But it's the Malkus of Beitz Tikkun. So we're talking here about the Malkus of Beitz Tikkun. Why don't they get Malkus according to Rabbi Yochanan? They should get the Malkus of Beitz Tikkun and not be Mishal. We should be like him and Mishal. And in that, Rabbi Lezer says, they don't get they're not like him because of Beitz Tikkun. Because they're not Bnei Asra Ninu. Now comes along Abai. And Abai says, why don't Eidim Zayim get Asra? Why Taka don't Eidim Zayim get Asra? Why are they not Bnei Asra? Says Abai, because of Kasher Zomam, the logic of Kasher Zomam. Mikamidi. That's why they don't get Asra. Asra of Sama. But what about Beitz Tikkun? By Beitz Tikkun the Malkus of Beitz Tikkun shouldn't need Asra. Now stop right here. If Rav Sam is right, and the Malkus of Beitz Tikkun needs Hasra, so how many cases are going to change now? If of course, Eidus Ben Gushim Chalutza is going to need Hasra, but what else is going to change? If Rav Sam is right, that Beitz Tikkun does need Hasra, then what's going to be, by this case, of Edomayim Shalim Shulchayim Asayim, just Eidus of Mammon, according to Rav Yochanan, they didn't want to be like him in the Mishalim. And the only reason Rabbi Lezer explains why they're not like it is because they're not Bnei Asra. Well, why are they not B'nai Hasra? This is Malkus of Itzdiku. And Rav Sam is asking, Malkus of Itzdiku ought to have Hasra. If Malkus of Itzdiku ought to have Hasra, then every Eidus of Mammon would be like Yevein HaMishalem and would have Hasra. So what's now in play, is it a Mir Deidus or is it a Rav Deidus? Eidus Mammon, most Eidus in the world are Eidus Mammon. So we're being done, according to if Abaye is still within Rav Elazar, we're still busy with Rav Elazar, which is the Shai of Pshat in the Sugya. Abaye says, "Lamilsi Dami." Is Abaye still? Are we still busy with Rav Elazar, or Rav Elazar is only Rava, and Abaye is not talking about Rav Elazar? So Rashi. So if the Ra'ol learns, that's what like Rashi and the Ra'ol. But the Ra'ol, what the Ra'ol learns, that Abaye is still busy with Rav Elazar. If Abaye is still busy with Rav Elazar, then what we're discussing here is when we talk about if we're still busy with Rav Elazar, that means the only reason why by an Eidus Mammon you're Mishalem and Eleika is because Vitzdiku doesn't need Hasra. If it's Diku would need Hasra, then you would be like Yevein HaMishalem. And that Malkus would need Hasra. So Rav Sava's question that it's Diku should need Hasra is not only specifically a question about Eidus Bengushim and Chalutza, it's really a question about the whole class of Eidus Mammon. Every Eidus Mammon should need Hasra, and therefore you would be like Yevein HaMishalem. And Abaye answers Mishpat Echad. Mishpat Echad tells me that Vitzdiku doesn't need Hasra, and Rashi says because it's a Miyat of Eidus. So the Miyat is Nimshach Achar Arayv. What Miyat of Eidus? It's Rav Eidus. Rav Eidus in the Torah, if Eidim Zoymim needed Hasra, then by Eidus Mammon they would be like a Vein Mishal, and therefore Rav Eidus in the Torah would be like a with Hasra. So which way should the Mishpat Echad go? If the Mishpat Echad says that the Rav is Moshech Nemiyot, so it'll be the other way around. That every Eidus of Mammon would need Hasra, and would be Taka like Yevein HaMishalem, plus Ben Gushim Rechalutza. And Miyot Eidus would be, and Miyot Malkus of Kashrut, the Miyot would be the case of Minu Manu Mishayim, Shukai Malkus. Now, Kapanim, you can't say that it's the Miyot the other way. Says Rabbi Kreger, it's Muchuk that Rashi's learning, that we're not talking here about Rabbi Loza. Abaye's not going to Rabbi Loza. Abaye doesn't buy Rabbi Loza. Rabbi Loza only works with me, Kamidi. Rabbi Loza is, we're finished with Rabbi Loza. Abaye holds not like Rabbi Loza. Abaye holds that the reason why the Lake of Enam Shalom is because we fellowship the Torah. It's a Kosov, that the fellowship of Torah, that in Zayim and Shalom and Lake. We're not busy with that. We're just busy with, Enam Zayim when they do get Malkus. By Minu Manu Pesach Shulchai Malkus, or by Eidus Ben Gushim Chalutza, in those cases where they actually do get Malkus, do you have to have Hasra? It says that by Mishpat Echad. That since the Malkus of Kasha Zomam need Hasra, and the Misa of Kasha Zomam, excuse me, doesn't need Hasra because Mikamidi, and the Misa of Kasha Zomam doesn't need Hasra, so Eidus Ben Gushim Chalutza, which is a Miyat Eidus, also doesn't need Hasra. That's Rabbi Kvedi's Chazra. So it's a Siyua to the Shita Mekubetzis, is Diak and Rashi. The Shittim Gvesis was that's Medaiket from the Lashon of Rashi, but in Rabbi Lozer, Rashi says, Kim Afarish Ova Ozel. What happened to Abaye? You see that there Rabbi Lozer is only going in Rova. Rabbi Kveg is Machriachit from this last Rashi, Rabbi Kveg is Mamas is smoking gun. It's this last Rashi, it's Muchach. Like the Shittim Taka was Medaiket in Rashi earlier. Here it's Mamas Muchach in Rashi, that Rashi learning that Rabbi Lozer has nothing to do with Rabbi Lozer. Excuse me, that Abaye has nothing to do with Rabbi Lozer. Rabbi Lozer was only Rova. Abaye is not in the world of Rabbi Lozer. Abaye is in the old-fashioned world of Dachlam Beis, that Eidim the Mishalim and Eloik is because of the fellowship of Torah. Loyal Zeh, that's what Abaye is discussing. Abaye is not discussing. Eidim Zayim Halach Lamais, they need Asra. So he says, no, because Kash is on, and Mika Midi. And what about Eidim Zayim Lushin Chalutza? Well, that's a Mir Teduyas, Mishmet Echad. Kanal.
Is that this one, Dachok in the Pashim?
No, I don't know. Look, I'll tell you the truth. Once you have this Rabbi Kreger, so you could say that this is what drove Rashi from the very beginning. That Rashi knew from the very beginning that Mishpat Echad means that the Rav is greater than Miut. And therefore Rashi knew that Abaye can't be going back to Rabbi Lezer. And that's why from the very beginning Rashi set up that Rabbi Lezer is only Rav. You can make this the whole engine of Rashi. We won't even need the Svar that we said before. I think the Svar that we said before is also true. That the Shittim Kvetzah said, that according to Abaye, the Rebbe Lezer's Svar, that they're not necessarily shayach bu malchus because ein onish gufa le'asra. In Sfar also, Rashi held it, that the Erbelezer doesn't work with Abai. Abai is saying that they deserve not to have Asra. So what do you mean? That's not a reason why they shouldn't be made, why it's l'shayach l'malchus. Okay, it's a reason why they should get malchus. That's the Mikamidi. Mikamidi, they want to, they deserve to get malchus. Let's give them malchus. Does Elam have the svar of the chesmer of Kager? Because it's a beautiful chesmer, but you have to follow it. And it's not a pilpul. It's mamish in the chesmer of pshat. Mamish, it's muchach and it's. No. You have to know the difference between a chesmer and a pilpul. Not every chesmer is a pilpul. A pilpul is a pilpul. It's a chesmer that's like, you know, you take it or leave it. This is not a pilpul. This is a chesmer. But it's, if you look under the hood of the sugyot, it's muchach in the sugyot, in the chesmer of sugyot. This last Rashi makes no sense if a bai is coming to qualify or below. Because the whole sugya, it's not a pilpul, just because you have to think. You know, it's looking at the sugya, the way the Ra'ol learned the sugya, that we're still busy with Rabbi Elazar, that it's one sugya, the coin, the machlek is Rashi and the Ra'ol, is this one sugya or two? Rashi learning is two sugyas. We had one sugya by Rabbi Elazar. You know, how come there, why by either Mona Beach playing, how come there are Mishalim and Alekia, let's say call Alekia and a Mishalim? Says Rabbi Elazar, because they're not Pnei Malchus altogether. L'shayach bu Malchus. Because since they're not Pnei Asura, L'shayach bu Malchus, and Rabbi explains that, because they himself, because they, after all, it's like Mishkachas, Nisru bu Emas, and that's the end of Rabbi Elazar. That sucks another sugya. Is Rabbi right that Adam Zayim don't need Asura? Forget Rabbi Elazar. Is Rabbi right that Adam Zayim don't need Asura? So Abai says, no, he's not right. We could be Master Tech Kedai Dibur. Then Abai says, no, Lav Mil Sid Amri, there's another reason why Adam Zayim don't need Asura, namely because of the logic of Kasha Zoma, Mika Midi. And then what about Bengush and Chalutza, Mishpatecha? But the sugya about Rabbi Elazar is over. We have, like in Megamars, we've changed the topic. We segue from one topic to another. Whereas according to the Ra, it's one sugya from beginning to end. Rabbi Elazar says the reason why the Mishalim are like it is because Eidim Zayim Rein Sri Kamasra. Rabbi Elazar. And now the sugya is busy, now it's the footnotes to Rabbi Elazar. How come Eidim Zayim Taka don't eat Asra? Says Rabbi, because it's like Mishkachas law. Abai says, no, that's not a good reason. Abai says, another reason, because of the logic of Kasha Zoma, Mikamidi, and Mishpat Echad. But these are all footnotes to under the framework of Rabbi Elazar, who are coming to explain the Mishnah in Avidim on Avish Pliny. If you learn that that's the structure of the sugya, the way they're all learned, that it's all one sugya, which we're still busy, this is the heading of the sugya. The heading of the sugya is, Neima Kol Aleike and Mishalim. This is the Gemara's question on the previous moment. How come the Chachom say Kol Mishalim and Aleike? Why don't we say Kol Aleike and Mishalim? That's the subject of the discussion. And that Rabbi Elazar tells me because there's no Asra. And now we're trying to explain why is there no Asra. And Abai says, you know why there's no Asra? Because Kasha Zomam, Mikamidi. But we're not talking about Kasha Zomam. We're talking about Vitzdiku. The Malchus over here is Malchus of Vitzdiku. So why are you talking? Why you're telling me a nice word for Kasha Zomam, but Layazen Adonim, we're being down about the Malchus of Vitzdiku. Says Abai, Mishpatecha. So we're not talking about a myriad cases. We're talking about this case. This case is many Eidus in the Eidus moment. Every Eidus moment in the world. That's what we're talking about. Every Eidus moment in the world, Rabbi Elazar says, doesn't need Asra. That's why your Mishalim ain't like it. Because it doesn't need Asra. And why doesn't it need Asra? Says Abai, because of Mishpat Echad. It's not Kasha Zomam. We're not talking about Kasha Zomam. We're talking about the Malchus of Vitzdiku. But because of Mishpat Echad. That's not a myriad. That's right. That's many, many Eidus. Well, every Eidus moment in the world. The reason why your Mishalim and Eloike is because there's no Hasra. And why is there no Hasra? Because of Mishpat Echad. That's a Mir, that's a Rav. A Koch of Rashi is not learning the Sugya.
What does Rashi mean when he says Rav Eidim Zayim?
He means that Rav Eidim Zayim were Einish who get an Einish HaGuf. Right by them, Zayim who get an Einish Haguf are Kasha Zama. Need a money which plays Shuchayim Asayim Zuz. Excuse me, need a money which plays Shuchayim Malkus. Need a money which plays Shuchayim Misa. Those are the regular Einish Haguf that you have by Eidim Zayim. Then you have a special case, a Ben Gushim Echalutza. where they're not going to get kasha zomam because, you know, we're not going to be able to do them kasha zomam, so then we have an exceptional din of Yitztiku. So Yitztiku is the exception. Normally you do kasha zomam. When you can't do kasha zomam, you do Yitztiku, lachus alaysaneh, that mishpat echos me, mishpat hashava lekuch.
Isn't even the role of kasha zomam cases of mammon? You're trying to do kasha zomam.
No, because by kasha, because my mammon, you never give him a shakuf. By mammon, you always say, kol mishalim yad biyadik. We all say that it's mishalim v'enelek. So we don't actually do to him. We don't actually give him malchus. We don't give him itzdiku. Because if they're shasa. So when do we ever do the itzdiku? I think Gushim Chalutza, Harry Golos, the exceptional cases. That's already a mutated
is. Is it like is that how can a realizer say that they're lab and yasra and that's why they get mammon? Mishpat Echad is telling you that you don't need Esra, so really they should get Malchus. Is that what you're saying?
That's the Shita says. That's it. That's the Shita says. That in Svara also, in other words, it comes out that Rashi has two reasons. You put the Shita and Rabbi Kreger together, Rashi has two reasons why he has to learn that Abaye has nothing to do with Rabbi Elazar. We're not, by the time we get to Abaye, we've forgotten about Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar was Rabbi. Abaye is not within the... Abaye is not plugging into Rabbi Elazar. Abaye is of the opposition. Doesn't hold from Rabbi Elazar. Two reasons. The Shita says it's a svar, like you're saying. Because according to Abaye, the reason why Yidim Zayim don't need Asra is not because Nebuch, we can't do it. We can't find a way to do it. We can't get our act together and give them Asra. When are we going to do it? They don't need Asra because it's justified they shouldn't get Asra. So if it's justified, that's not a reason why they shouldn't be Shayach B'Malkas. They don't have Asra because they're such Rishayim. They want to kill somebody without Asra. Where they wanted to do something to somebody without Asra, so it's justified. They shouldn't eat Asra either. Whatever exactly that means. So that's not a reason why it's Lishayach Lumalkas. So therefore, Abai can Svar Abai doesn't fit into Rabbi Elazar. That's what the Shita says. And according to Rabbi Kenny, there's another reason why Abai can't be going into Rabbi Elazar. Because Abai, at the end of the day, comes down to Mishpat Echad. The Mishpat Echad just means that we go in for the Roiv. And if we're talking, if Abai would still be trying to explain Rabbi Elazar, then we're not talking about the Roiv. We're not talking about Mishpat Echad's Anamiyat, Mishpat Echad's Roiv. The cases that we're handling over here that we want to get, that we're talking about, that maybe should get us, or maybe the cases that Mishpat Echad is addressing, if Abai would be plugging into Rabbi Elazar, then Mishpat Echad would have to address not only Eidus Ben Gushin and Chalutzu. Mishpat Echad would have to address every meeting of the Mishpat Echad, Chayav Lechaver Masayim Zuz. How come he's Mishalim and Eloike? He should be like Eidus Mishalim. And the answer, says Rabbi Elazar, is because he's not of Bnei Asra. And why is he not of Bnei Asra? Because of Mishpat Echad. So Mishpat Echad is addressing all of those cases of Eidus Mammon. That's a lot of cases. So that's another reason why Rashi has to learn that Abai is not, has nothing to do with Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar was only Rabbi. That's what Shittu was Mataik and Rashi at the beginning. Kedama Rabbi. Abai is not Rabbi Elazar. By the way, it's also, if you're with me, this affects, when you learn like Rashi or the Ra, it affects how you understand Rav Sama's question. Rav Sama asked Abaye, I understand Kasha Zoma, but what about Eidus Ben Gushin? What about Yitztiku? How come over there you don't eat Asra? How does Rav Sama know that you do, that you don't? Maybe you do. Maybe by Eidus Ben Gushin and Chalutza, maybe you really do need Asra. Abaye said Eidim Zoyim Eidim Shrikham Asra because it's not because of Nika Midi. Kasha Zoma, you can't eat Asra. So Rashama says to him, okay, that I understand, but what about Eidus Ben Gushin and Chalutza? So who told Rashama that over there you don't need Asra? Maybe they have to do need Asra. So you could say maybe he understood that that's what Abai means. Abai said, I'm Milsi Da'amri, Eidim Zoyim and Me'in Shrikham Asra. So Rashama understood that Abai is staying at categorically. But if you learn like the Ra'ah, that was still busy with, we're still busy with Rabbi Elazar, all of this, the whole sugya is all footnotes to not to Plato, but also footnotes to Rabbi Elazar. So then Rasama's question is muchach. So we have to, Rasama's question is muchach. He's saying, Abai, you're coming to explain Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar wasn't talking about Kasha Malkus of Eidim Zoyim of Kasha Zomam. Rabbi Elazar was talking about Yitztiku, Malkus of Yitztiku. So what did you gain, Abai? Because if you learn not like Rashi, if you learn in the Chesed Sugya, if you learn like the Ra'ah, that the whole Sugya is all an elaboration of Rabbi Elazar. We're coming to explain Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar said, the reason why they're Mishalim and Elohim, they're not Elohim and Mishalim, is because they're not B'nai Asra. What Malkus are, so that's why they don't get Malkus. What Malkus are we talking about? Malkus of Kasher Zomim or Malkus of Yitzdiku? It's up on the board. Yitzdiku is the Malkus of Yitzdiku. The Kasher Zomim is the moment. The Loik over there is the Loik for Leisana, for Yitzdiku. So Rabbi Elazar is talking about the Malkus of Yitzdiku, talking about the reason why they don't get Malkus of Yitzdiku is because they're not B'nai Asra. And if you learn like the Ra'ah, that Abai is still, just like Rabbi, is coming to explain Rabbi Elazar. So Abai says, oh, you know why? Like Milsi Da'amri, Rabbi Elazar is right. They don't need Hasra because Kasher Zomim. So Rav Sama's question is now Misbakish Me'elov. He says, what did you gain, Abai? So you explained to me Kasher Zomim. You didn't explain to me the Malkus of Yitzdiku, and Rabbi Elazar is talking about the Malkus of Yitzdiku. And you have to come out to Abai's terrace of Mishpatechot. So I'm saying this machlokes Rashi and the Roya had a sugya. It affects Pshat and Rav Sama. According to Rashi, Rav Sama is just understood. You have to just say that Rav Sama understood that Abai is saying categorically that Imzayim never need Asra. And Rav Sama said to Abai, Abai, I don't understand you. I understand what you're saying. You know, you're telling me Imzayim don't need Asra. Period. Why don't you qualify that? By Vitzdiku, they should need Asra. So Abai said no because I have an Ishbudechot. According to the Ra'ah, Rav Sama's question is much stronger. Rav Sam is saying to Abai, what did you gain? You want to explain Rabbi Elazar? Rabbi Elazar is not talking about Kasher Zomim, he's talking about Vitzdiku. And Abai has to explain, no, but this is a Mishpatechot.
According to the Ra'ah, why didn't Rav Sam ask in the mission itself? Why do you have to specify
the English? Yeah, the Shita asks that Kasher. The Shita Tataka asks. According, it's buried in the Shita over there, in that first Shita on Rashi. He asks, according to the Ra'ah, Rav Sam asks from Edis Ben Gusha Mechalutza. He shouldn't ask from Edis Ben Gusha Mechalutza. He should ask from the Mishnah. From Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar, not talking about. Rav Sama asked, the words of Rav Sama is, you know, what about Edus Ben Gusha Mechalutza? Why do you talk about Edus Ben Gusha Mechalutza? He should talk about the Edus of Me'idim Anu Bishplein, Shechayim Masayim Zuz, and the reason why they're not like it is because they're not Bnei Asra, according to Rabbi Elazar. What do you mean? They should need Asra. So why does he talk about Gusha Mechalutza? He should talk about the Malkus of like it, the Malkus that's we want to give him by Me'idim Anu Bishplein, Shechayim Masayim Zuz. Why does he talk about Ben Gusha Mechalutza? You have to say that the Vitzdiku is a that Edus Ben Gusha Mechalutza is a shorthand for the Malkus of Vitzdiku. You know, when do you actually get the halacha of the Malkus of Vitzdiku? Now, here's a theoretical. Why don't we do it like this? Why do the Chacham say Kol HaMashalim and Elokim? Let's say Kol HaLekin and HaMashalim. Halacha Lemaisa, the Edus, the Malkus of Vitzdiku, actually happens, you know, in Kitzur and Chayodom, the Malkus of Vitzdiku is by Ben Gusha Mechalutza. So Ben Gusha Mechalutza is a code word for Vitzdiku. That's what we'll have to say for the Ra'ah. So now I'll just tell you one more. Interesting thing, maybe two more interesting things. That's Bekitzer. The Me'iri, and Makis that plays on the base, says that there are those who say that even though Eidim Zayim don't need Asra, but Eidis Ben Gusha Mechalutza needs Asra. Because the whole logic why Eidim Zayim don't need Asra is because Mikamidi, Kasher Zomim, Mikamidi. Edis Ben Gusha Mechalutza is not because of Kasher Zomim, so they taka need Hasra. Says the Miri, no, but I think they also don't need Hasra. Edis Ben Gusha Mechalutza also doesn't need Hasra because the Malkus of Yitzdiku, the Malkus of Ben Gusha Mechalutza is what? What does the Miri say? It's Ben Mokum Kasher Zomim. So it has the same rules as Kasher Zomim. So Chayim asks, what's going on? He forgot a Gemara. That's the Gemara. The Gemara discusses it. And the Gemara says, Mishpatechel. The Gemara says, Befeirish. That the Eidus Ben Gusha Mechalutza does not need Hasra because of Mishpatechot. Did you forget the Gemara? Tesha Shans, in the Sheet of Baba Kama and Dalai Mabes. And the Rabbi Yehuda, and the Sugah over there in Makas Dabdali, Rabbi Yehuda learns out from Eidim Zoymimim that you like an Alav Shem and Maisa from the Mahatzad, from Mitzi Shemra, and from Eidim Zoymimim. What's Eidim Zoymim? What's the Eidim Zoymim that are like in a lab shame and Maisa? So Rashi and Tosis learn that it means Eidim Ben Gusha Mechalutza. Ask the Tosis Shans. That's the case. What's the word Kasher Shekin Knas? That's not Knas. It needs Hasra. It's ordinary Malkus and a lab. It needs Hasra. Never mind the Cheshman over there in the Sugim. You know, we're not going back there. Just say the Gemara. Eidim Ben Gusha Mechalutza. It needs Hasra. What do you mean it needs Hasra? The Gemara says it doesn't need Hasra because of Mishpatechot. like a conspiracy to forget this Gemara while you're Mishpat Echad. So the Chara, the Pashan answer is, they say this, the...
Is that presumably they didn't have this Kirsun of the
Gemara? It seems that the Meiri and the Teisha Shans from Rav Sama and the Mishpat Echad, apparently they didn't have it in their Gemara. If they held a sasfire, they really have a din medarim, a machlekes shishayim. If Eid is bringing shulchan, it needs to have asra. Gonna say Eid is a falpa a little bit. Well, maybe there's a ways out of it. But the pashtus is that they weren't going to sit in the Gemara. So I just want to point out, fine, in the Kabbalah, that they weren't going to sit in the Gemara. So I just want to point out, even if they're not going to sit in the Gemara, if you learn the Gemara like they're, oh, you don't even have to be going, you have to be going to sit in the Gemara. Because otherwise, Abai didn't answer anything. If you learn like the Ra'ah, that Abai is coming to explain Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar wasn't talking about the Malkus of Kasha Zomam. Rabbi Elazar is talking about the Malkus of Itztiku. So what did Abai say? You know, Vasishma Kasha Zomam Lassus La'ochim. Okay, very nice. But that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about Itztiku. So like I said before, if Sama's question, that's Tama's question. If Sama's question is Abai, what did you gain? You're trying to explain Rabbi Elazar. So even if you're going to say that the Rishonim, the Meiri, the Teisha Shans, they didn't have this Girsun in the Gemara, or let me put it this way. If you're going to say they didn't have this Girsun in the Gemara, and they really hold that it's up for grabs, and maybe Eidus Ben Gush and Chulus Sataka does need Astro, then you're going to have to learn like Rashi that Abai is not explaining Rabbi Elazar. That's number one. Number two, the other point I just want to make. I saw Achayim ask the following. This is a cost of a Mishpat Echad. Where does it say by is it a possible by Edom Zayman? It's not a possible by Edom Zayman. I think it's possible by Nesachim. But anyway, it's not a possible by Edom Zayman. So what does it mean? What it means is, Abai is not saying there's a cost of Edom Zayman. He's saying there's a Midan the Torah, Mishpat Echad, that the Mishpat Torah are Mishpat Echad, they're uniform. And can't be sometimes like this and sometimes like that. So, Mishpat Hashem, Tzotku Yachtok. So, if Eidim Zoyim don't need Asro, then they never need Asro. Can't say, Amol, yeah, Amol, not. Can't be. So, I saw Kasha. If you hold. Now, already we'll talk about it. What's the gather of Vitzdiku? Is Vitzdiku Kasha Zomimdik? Or is Vitzdiku Megala that you like the Mishum Lesan? This perennial illusion. So, yes. Mele, if you learn that Vitzdiku is Kasha Zomam Dik, it's been welcome Kasha Zomam, like the Meiri. So then I understand the Mishpat Echad. No, I understand the point of Mishpat Echad. The Torah, the Rabbi is saying, you know, look, Kasha Zomam Dik, when you have Kasha Zomam, you don't need Asra, because that's the logic of Kasha Zomam Dik and Vitzdiku, the Malkas of Vitzdiku, are been welcome Kasha Zomam. So Mishpat Echad requires that you should have the same rules as Kasha Zomam itself. But if you all like the Ramban in Makas Dav Beis Amud Beis, the Ramban says very, very clearly that the Tzdiku is simply a gilu that you like on Leisana, even though it's a lav shem emais. It's not a new parsha Malkas, it's a gilu that you like in Mishum Leisana. And the Malkas of Leisana are just Malkas of Leisana. So then what's Abai's argument to Mishpat Echad? What's Mishpat Echad? It's apples and oranges. The Kashizomam does not need Asra, because Mika Midi. What does that do with Leisana? Leisana has to have Asra, like any other lav. Why is that called Mishpat Echad? No, Melech was some kind of Zeresa Kosov in Edom Zayman Mim. So that's a Zeresa Kosov. It's not a Pasuk Edom Zayman Mim. Just a meeting of Tamid Shatar in the present. That it has to be, the Mishpat Echad has to be Mishpat Echad. They have to be consistent. What's not consistent? The Kasha Zomam does not need Asra. Because Mika Midi. They wanted to kill without Asra, so they get killed without Asra. That's Kasha Zomam and Lassus Balkan. Vichdiku, that's Malchus Vilesane. It's been Mishukhul, it's just Malchus Vilesane. Malchus v'leisana. Why doesn't it need to have a? She needs to have asra like all other lavim. If I can, the mishpat echad is it should be like all other lavim. If anything, you want to say mishpat echad. You want the Torah to be consistent. Leisana should be like all other lavim in the Torah. I saw this kasha being asked and handled, but I think the kasha is a mistake. Kasha zomam advises does not need hasra. If kasha zomam needed hasra. If let's say Kashadom, or like a bike put in the half minute, Kashadom does need Hashra. And we were massed in Zaymim. What avera we were massed him for? Lesana. If you tell it, if we were going up to Adam and saying, you know, don't be made a sheker, we're being massed for you, you're going to be over in avera. What avera we're going to be massed him for? For Lesana. Because What's the ashara for kasher zaman? Gemara says makas leisana is the ashara for kasher zaman. So the hasra, even by kasher zaman, the hasra is for leisana. So what Mishpat Echad says, if leisana does not, and abayis nemika midi, we have some kind of gilikra that somebody could violate leisana, and even if he's that, you don't need ashara for leisana. You don't have to be master them on leisana in order to get kasher zaman. So that's already a din in leisana. That you don't have, we don't have to be master somebody in leisana in order for him to get the ownership kasher zaman. So Mishpat Echad says, if we don't have to be master mishum leisana in some cases, then we never have to be master mishum leisana. That already does make sense in Mishpat Echad. Yes, here it's the ownership of kasher zaman, and there it's just the ownership of malchus and the leisana. But it's the same leisana. It's in both cases it's hasra and the aver of leisana. So Abai says there's a svara mika midi that you don't have to be master mishum leisana in order to get the ownership of kasher zaman. Kilu leisana, it's called you violate leisana even without hasra, and you can be nedish for it. So Mel, you see leisana is not subject to hasra. So if leisana is not subject to hasra over there, it's not subject to hasra anywhere. So I think it's not a, the Mishpat Echad here is I think the kasher is a mistake. It is Mishpat Echad. Okay, I guess we'll stop here.